White. Granville, New South Wales, Australia. March 15, 1895. W.C. White. I have been enabled to sleep until 3 o'clock. I am now attempting to write by lamplight, and this letter must go today. I am strongly tempted not to send it, but will add a few words and let it go. I have Maggie Hare with me, and she is doing some copying for me. Fanny has been gone more than 1 week. She left here 1 week ago last Tuesday. She now requests the privilege of remaining 2 weeks longer. She is writing part of the day, and then riding or on the boat the rest of the day. She is doing well. I tell her to remain as long as she chooses. But of course, this means nothing prepared for American mail. I send you a short letter from Dr. Kellogg. Answer as you shall deem best. I shall not feel it best to take any responsibility in the matter. If you can see no objection to Dr. Kellogg's using the plates, you can write to him, giving consent. I hope nothing in my letters will annoy you or lead you to think McCullough has been placing any burdens upon me, for he has not. He is very jealous of my strength. The matters I have introduced to you in reference to myself and household being differently situated are not a hasty thought. I have not mentioned the matter regarding my family to anyone but the family itself, that if they are to put forth their talents to usury, there should be wise calculation in regard to putting them where there would be the best income. To devote so much time to this Parramatta church will bring very little returns, and should there not be a more wise outlay of the ability God has given those connected with my family? If they were situated where they could be in connection with the ministering, the knowledge and experience of Marian could be many times multiplied. Remarks have been made by some persons in Parramatta Church that the talk was that the church members did not work, but there was not a chance given them to work. They were so abundantly supplied with preaching talent that there was nothing for them to do. If now, while this interest is being developed in the suburbs of Sydney, all the strength that should be brought in to help in various lines, much would be gained. There would be character given to the work through my family. Thus has the matter been presented to my mind. Marian could find an outlet for her precious ideas grasped while handling the life of Christ, which she could impart to the ministers, Brethren Hare and McCullough. She says she must work religiously and communicate the things which are urged upon her mind to some persons who can be benefited with them. Would not her presence in the morning Bible studies be of great advantage to the workers, such as Pallant, Collins, Byron Belden, Sarah, and Brother McCullough? Freshen up their minds, open up subjects of intense interest. Brother Caldwell could also work a portion of his time to excellent advantage. Willie McCann is doing his level best, and it is helping the family to help him just now. They have one less mouth to feed, and 6 shillings per week is no mean sum to put into the family. I do want Brother Caldwell shall have a chance better than he has had. I will not change his wages, but will give him a better opportunity to work. Just as long as we remain here, the church will hang upon our family and leave them to do the work themselves, and I do not feel the least inclination to remove to the school ground, although it may have some advantages, and take myself and family, with their influence, from the work that they can help to advance. Now is our time to make the most of this opportunity. Now is the Spirit of the Lord moving upon minds that have never been warned. The message is to go forth to all, and I do not feel it is best to be here in Granville and only connect now and then with the living interest that is now awakened. I lay out the matter before you and ask you to consider these matters. Marian says she would be glad to work in another locality where there is a class of people who are not so unappreciative. We have been here in Granville nearly 1 year. Our work has not accomplished that which we could wish for the church in Parramatta. Yet I hope our work has not been in vain, and I think we should broaden
and our family be in connection with the living interest where it may be. I shall not make any calculation to be connected with you, or you with me. That idea has been a farce much of the time since coming to this country, and after your marriage, I shall have no more hope of its being changed to a reality that our interests will blend and we be associated in each other's society. Your work is quite enough for you without being linked up with your mother. This I do not ever expect, so shall have nothing to be disappointed over. Your work and mine are in different lines.
I am still of the same mind, that your children shall come to Australia, and that Mary Mortensen should by all means accompany them, that your wife May and you should be perfectly free to travel. I am preparing her for this, to be ready to go anywhere with you. She is very precious, and will develop into a solid, sound helper to you, but must not be weighted too heavily at once. She must have an opportunity to think and consider. Her perceptive faculties are of no ordinary character. I need not tell you I am much attached to May, and shall feel more than pleased that you will have her as a companion. She is not one of a painfully sensitive nature who will imagine slights and conjecture many things to feel hurt over. Her sound good sense forbids this. I feel it would not be wise to put a wet blanket over her cheerful, happy disposition. Religion, Bible religion, never makes a person painfully solemn. You need exactly such a temperament as May, which will bring brightness into your life, and I begrudge not one iota of the happiness you will find in the society of May. I wish you and her to feel that she has an individuality which cannot be submerged even in you. She will be herself, and should act herself, and not be cramped to any person's ideas. She has conscientious principles, and loves the Lord Jesus, and will make you a spiritual companion. She reminds me more and more of your dear Mary, and I believe she is the very person the Lord has selected for you. And I want not for you to feel that you must link up with me when circumstances demand that your work must be done separated from me, for I shall not feel the least sensitive over the matter. I could wish that my family was composed of somewhat different elements, but I will try to keep sweet and clean in spirit myself, and hope the Lord will help me and strengthen me. I shall not ever lay the foundation for a home in Kurrenbong unless I can regard the matter from a different outlook than I do now. I may be able to see things more clearly by and by. In much love, Mother. We expect to meet Brother Lacey today. He wrote he would leave Hobart Tuesday on the boat.